Hello, it's good to be with you again on Fine Music Radio 101.3. It has taken some time to come up with a name for this series. The idea has been to explore the dance forms that have made their way into works of composers of classical music. These composers took these dances, minuets, polkas, mazurkas and so on, from dance halls, peasant celebrations or ballrooms, and turned them into art. But what is the status of a dance once this transformation has occurred? Can one, should one, dance a Bach minuet or a Brahms waltz? So it is with these kind of questions in mind that I decided on a name derived from Anna's invitation to the king in The King and I, replacing Shall We Dance with a rather more puzzled Can We Dance? Meaning both may we dance to this piece of music and is it possible to dance to this music? Well, let's see if we can in this series of 8 programmes. I've set myself one rule, no ballet or any music that a composer intended to be used for dancing, so I think we should have some fun. Today we introduce the most ubiquitous classical dance of the lot.
Welcome to Just a Minute.
No, Nicholas, that should be Welcome to Just a Minuet. Hello, my name is Tony Westwood, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to another exciting edition of Just a Minuet. Just a Minuet is an action-packed panel game in which I ask 3 great composers to speak on the subject I shall give them without repetition, hesitation, or deviating from that subject. And here are this week's exciting contestants, Ludwig van Beethoven. Thanks, Ludwig. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And Franz Joseph Haydn. No surprises there, hey Franz? Ludwig, you were first. Can you speak without repetition, hesitation or deviation for just a minuet on the subject of my best minuet, starting now? Yes, Franz? You interrupted? Repetition of? Yes, you're right. And you get a point. And can you speak on the subject of my best minuet for 55 seconds starting now? Yes, Ludwig? Hesitation? Yes, no question there. I don't know what you were thinking about, Franz. 2 bars rest. So you get a point, Ludwig, and the subject is back with you. My best minuet, 35 seconds, starting now. Wolfgang, you buzzed. For deviation. Too fast for a minuet? Certainly that was a scherzo in disguise. So now you have the subject of my best minuet, 25 seconds left, starting now. Yes, by Jupiter, there was a repetition of... But it's time to draw down the curtain on this fanciful panel game and restore decorum. After all, the minuet was one of the more formal and sedate of 18th century society dances in Europe. Of all the dance styles that have been taken into Western classical music, the minuet must surely have got in the deepest. Every symphony in the classical period was expected to have one. Most string quartets and sonatas at that time had one. Some divertimenti might have 3 or 4. And even after the dance had faded with the society dancers, the minuet remained alive. 3 beats, not fast, with the emphasis on the first beat. Often the first note is long, as in this perfect minuet, repetitions and all, from Mozart's last symphony. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. from Mozart's Jupiter Symphony. Like any symphonic minuet, there is a trio section attached. I omitted it today as technically a trio is not a dance. It's not quite true. We'll be meeting some trios when we get to the waltz programme, as the waltz's precursor can be found in some of these trio sections, but no trios today. Because there's such a vast range of minuet-inspired creativity to explore in this programme, and because I find puns irresistible, I've set myself the task of fitting 60 minuets into the almost 1 hour we have. That last minuet lasted over 2 minutes, so we'll have to be snappy. I count 5 minuets in this programme so far, if the minuet version of Chopin's Minute Waltz was counted: Beethoven's Minuet in G and the Minuet from his First Symphony, Haydn's Minuet from his London Symphony No. 104, and Mozart's Jupiter. Here is one way to do it: a set of variations by Mozart. The theme is a minuet, as is each variation. A felicitous combination of oboe, horns, strings and minuets from the Divertimento in D, K251, by Mozart. That was the Camerata Academia of the Mozarteum in Salzburg, conducted by Sandor Vey. To help us get into the feel of the minuet, let's turn from Mozart and sample some J.S. Bach. 4 minuets from his French suites and suites for solo cello, turning a simple dance into miniature works of art. Thank you. definitely not for dancing, and unequivocally minuets the art of Bach. Those minuets came from the French Suites, numbers 4 and 3, Joanna McGregor the pianist, and the pair from the Cello Suite, number 2 in D minor, Pablo Casals. One of Bach's most famous pieces is the minuet in G. Minuet in G by Bach, probably not written by Bach, but transcribed by him into Anna Magdalena's notebook from a minuet by someone called Petzold. It's pretty certain that Haydn must hold the record for having written the greatest number of minuets, 104 symphonies for a start. For fun, I've taken up a random number table, and here are minuets from 5 of his symphonies chosen at random. Just right for the iPod generation. We'll take a shuffle through numbers 77, 22, 38, 60, and here's a surprise, number 94. a Lotto Haydn symphonic minuets, and the lucky numbers were 77, 22, 38, 60, and the bonus number 94. Did you win a prize? Seriously, though, what a lot of inventiveness Haydn put into his dozens of minuets. Never boring, despite the simple rules of how to write a minuet. A common feature of a minuet, as you may have heard there in some of Haydn's minuets, is the use of repeated notes in the first section of the dance. Here's what this sounds like, Mozart's Jupiter Symphony minuet again. And from the same minuet in context. So, now that we have you oriented, here is a series of 10 minuet beginnings, 8 bars at a time, a minimum of 3 repeated notes in the tune. There'll be a quiz at the end.
Thank you.
Assorted note minuets, assorted composers. Three notes repeated for your delight. At one time, I thought I'd do all the narration of these programmes and the rhythms of the dances under discussion, but then I thought of the potential hypnotic effect on an audience, so I'd only slip into the rhythms like that occasionally. Those 8-bar samplers mainly came from Baroque and classical era minuets, 2-string quartets in a symphony by Haydn, Mozart's post-horn serenade, and the minuet from Don Giovanni, also the third movement of his flute concerto in G. Paderewski contributed some bars from his minuet in G, and Handel used the horns to play a repeated note minuet in the water music. You might have noted some Bizet and Edward German in there too, L'Alésienne and Merry England respectively. Minuets had a renaissance in late 19th century, early 20th century France. Here is one by Gabriel Fauré. Fauré's minuet from Masques et Bergamasques, a late 19th century Frenchman's take on an obsolete dance form. The Impressionist composers also took a fancy to this retro music. Ravel and Debussy wrote some delightful minuets, style all correct, but manner and harmonies of the 20th century. Here is a tribute by Maurice Ravel to Franz Joseph Haydn, a timely tribute this year, the 200th anniversary of Haydn's death, and to the man who could be called Mr. Minuet. Thank you. Haydn's Minuet sous le nom de Haydn, pianist Gordon Fergus Thompson. Let's ask him to play another very graceful minuet by Ravel. Ravel really knew how to write them. This one is the middle movement of his sonatine for the piano. The movement in the style of a minuet from Maurice Ravel's sonatine. Moving even closer to the present, here's an odd little cramped minuet from Tom Reed's classical suite. Minuet from the late 20th century composer Tom Reed's classical suite, repeated notes and all. Now, gentlemen of the jury, is this a minuet? A Gentle Minuet by Gustav Mahler, here the grandiose gestures and bombastic orchestral forces, the theme from the second movement of his vast Third Symphony, What the Flowers Tell Me. They tell him to write a minuet. I'm going back to Bach now. I came across this minuet from his keyboard Partita in G. If you have tuned into the 1, 2, 3 of the minuet, you may have difficulty getting your bearings in this minuet. Very much can we dance. Who says Bach is boring? Complete with cross rhythms, the minuet from Partita in G by J.S. Bach. The pianist was Maria Tipo. For our penultimate minuet, we're going to have a whole concerto movement. This happens sometimes, as in the Mahler. Minuet rhythms inspire a whole movement. Mozart's set of minuet variations that we heard earlier is another example. This is the final movement of Mozart's bassoon concerto, a very successful use of the graceful dance for a full and satisfying 4 minuets. Sorry, misprint, that should read minutes. Of bassoon sounds.
Thank you.
The last movement of Mozart's bassoon concerto, Stefan Ternowski playing the bassoon, and the Vienna Mozart Academy Orchestra and Johannes Wiltner providing support. An example of a whole movement using the pulse and rhythm of the minuet dance. Chopin never seems to have written a minuet of any consequence, so I've taken the liberty of converting his famous minute waltz into a waltz minuet. Note the not-so-subtle changes that convert the 1-2-3 of a waltz to the 1-2-3 of the minuet. You might pick up fleeting glimpses of Bizet and Wagner as this farrago assaults your ears. Chopin's waltz minuet, complete with hints of Bizet's L'Alésienne minuet and Verdi's La Donnée Mobile. The programme is almost up, and we've only clocked up 37 minuets in our hour. Amassing 60 minuets was always going to be a vain hope. I'll leave you with an English minuet by Hubert Parry from the English Suite. Next week we move from 1-2-3 to 1-2-3. Thank you. That's it for Can We Dance Today? I've got to be off on my way, caught in the 1-2-3 rhythm of the minuet. See you next week. Tony Westwood's going. Tony Westwood's gone.